This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. They liked it so much, they voted for it twice. Not my line about the GOP's tax bill, but it fits. After a procedural hiccup yesterday, both the House and Senate have now passed the thing. Wall Street, interestingly, stocks specifically, seem largely bored by taxes the past couple of days. No big gains, but that's okay, because I want to steer you away from stocks toward the bond market and what the tax bill is doing there, where the interest rates on government debt, bonds specifically, are going up. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath gets us going.
Selling bonds is how government borrows money. But don't take it from me. Take it from Bugs Bunny, dressed up as Uncle Sam in a World War II cartoon.
Any bonds today? Bonds of freedom, that's what I'm selling. Any bonds today?
Come on and get them, folks. Come on, skip right up and get them.
A huge number of people buy bonds.
Mike Schumacher at Wells Fargo Securities.
Individual investors like you or me, big financial institutions, and also many investors overseas.
When you buy a U.S. Treasury bond, you're lending money to the government. Enter the national debt. Altogether now, how much is the tax bill going to increase it?
The tax bill is going to add about $1 trillion to our debt at the end of 10 years.
And that's the low estimate, says Bill Klein,
senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
In order to borrow that extra trillion, Klein says, the U.S. will have to sell a lot more bonds.
Right. When the government has more debt, it has to borrow more from the market, so it's competing with the private sector to borrow, and the competition drives up the interest rate.
And the anticipation of that is one reason why, as Kai will tell you in a few minutes, the yield on the 10-year T-note moved dramatically this week. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.